KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's been a windy and rainy season for 2 days in South Florida, but Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says the storm that's been causing all that weather is on the move.
We're expecting anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches across a broad region of Florida into portions of Georgia and South Carolina through Sunday morning. But locally embedded within there, there could be some higher totals above 3 inches.
And with more stormy weather on the way this weekend, outdoor holiday parties have been canceled and outside decorations that aren't battened down could blow away. An Israeli airstrike killed a Palestinian cameraman for the TV network Al Jazeera and wounded its chief Gaza correspondent.
Al Jazeera said that Samu Abu Dakka was wounded either by shrapnel or in an Israeli drone strike on a school in Khan Yunis in central Gaza, where the media team had gone to report on an earlier airstrike. Displaced people had been sheltering in the school.
That's BBC's Ian McWilliams reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel may soon be forced to divert some of its war resources away from Hamas and toward the Hezbollah terrorist group.
At the outset of this war, I was in favor of freezing Gaza, freezing the situation in Gaza, pounding Hamas in its tunnels day and night, but focusing the major thrust of our military effort at Hezbollah, which is roughly 15 times a greater threat than Hamas.
Republicans now say it appears there's no chance of passing supplemental funding for Ukraine and Israel before the end of the year. Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week there's nothing more Senate Republicans can do.
Then it looks like we're going to go into the Christmas holiday without legislation that will secure our own border, or that will help Ukraine fight against Russia's war and aggression, or Israel to destroy Hamas, or Taiwan to deter China.
Republicans are still demanding major border policy reforms as part of the deal. This is SRN News. More churches are leaving the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor told Reuters, quote, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID. The town is empty and sad. The lack of tourism will also be a blow to the Israeli economy." This is SRN News. A mom gets prison time for her child's shooting of a Virginia teacher.
The mother of a 6-year-old who shot his teacher in a Virginia classroom has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony child neglect. Friday's punishment for Deja Taylor comes nearly a year after her son used her handgun to critically wound teacher Abby Zwerner. The sentence was much harsher than the maximum 6 months prosecutors had agreed to recommend as part of a plea deal. The child told authorities he took the gun from his mother's purse on top of a dresser. Zwerner was shot in the hand and chest, and she has undergone multiple surgeries and frequent psychological counseling. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street drifted through mixed trading to put a quiet end to another rocking week. The S&P 500 on Friday finished nearly unchanged, down less than 0.1% of its value. It's still hanging, though, within 1.6% of its all-time high that was set early last year. More of these stories at townhall.com.